All right, here's the picture, Sin. is that what it looks like in your backyard?
It'll tickle your innards.
Oh, my God.
Can you even talk with an accent, Sin?
Me?
Pretend?
No.
I mean, I can't either, but I grew up in California and then now live in Utah. And
Betsy, get me my gun.
Oh, my God.
not impressed. Got to do better.
I know. I'm too Baltimore for that.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to episode 72 of the Guardian Hub podcast, where we talk Destiny and our love of the game. We bring on different guests and communities to learn about them, their experiences in Destiny, and discuss other topics. Your host, as always, are, let's switch up the order, Des Raven, Sin, and me. I am Kingsley Mack. How are you guys doing today, man?
Not going to lie, that was a little backwards, but I am well. How are
you
all?
Backwards? There's no order.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of like you put the emphasis on a different syllable right there. Not going to lie.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I haven't heard that.
Haven't heard that for a while, Des.
Oh, my God. My choir teacher, because he was teaching us a song in Latin, he used that phrase to justify why we were learning a bit of Latin for the song. So, yeah.
And speaking of different ways of saying things, and I put something, we were talking before the podcast, but I put something in the podcast channel. Can you read that little thing in that picture I sent you and try to do it in the correct accent?
You're really going to make me try to do that right now?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a picture. We were talking about Mountain Dew and how it was like related to moonshine or like a nickname of some kind of moonshine or something. And this thing says Mountain Dew sold here. It'll tickle your innards.
Come on, son.
You should do it like old country, like come on, it'll tickle your innards.
Not good enough still, but that's
better. I know.
as the I take it.
Yeah. Oh man. Well, glad to hear that we're having fun. We also have an excellent guest tonight, so we'll just get right into introducing this guest. Dragos, also known as Dragos Nav. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Doing fantastic.
Awesome. Man, it's awesome to have you here. Well, as we go through the podcast tonight, we'll get to know more about you. And it's really been a lot of fun to get to know more people in the community. And admittedly, Sin, Des, and I don't play on Xbox because we don't have one, but we have many friends actually on the Xbox side. We have, we're a combination group, clan, and there's a member in our Discord by the name of Freddy Go Boom, and he does a lot in the Xbox community, and I believe he met up with Vlad, and Vlad knows you, and then we found out about getting you on the podcast, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's actually really awesome.
Yeah, so you are obviously a Twitch streamer, correct?
Yeah. I started off on Mixer, but then, you know, things happened with that. Yeah. So.
How long were you on Mixer?
I was on Mixer for 2 years. And yeah, I mean it was great.
Well, that's good. And how was it transitioning over to Twitch?
Man, it was mind blowing. Like, it was the first week coming into Twitch, there were so many people that were just like the Destiny community, like on Twitch, was just welcoming everybody that was coming over. It was incredible. Like, we had Watts come in, Glad came in. Like, it was just like the people that I've looked up to, like, for so long. Like, I never in my wildest dreams would have ever thought that they would even, like, stop by and, like, check out the stream. So it was very emotional, like, super emotional.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said that. And I heard that too. I mean, I'm not happy that Mixer shut down, because it's good to have different platforms for competition. But the good thing that came out of this is, you're right. It's not like people are like, ha ha ha, now you have to use Twitch. No, everyone was like really cool about it and like welcoming.
Yeah, it was insane. Like, we, I mean, that for, like I said, that first week, like, we shattered almost every record I had on Mixer. It was just, it was gone in that first week. So it was very emotional. I'm not gonna lie, I kind of broke down and cried when, you know, we got raided a couple times, just because it was just overwhelming. And just it was so many emotions going through me, I just couldn't contain myself. It was wild.
Yeah, no, that's excellent. What kind of got you into wanting to stream? Just, has it been anything before Destiny, or I guess not if a couple years, but what kind of got that idea in your head?
Like, my friends would always like tell me, like, hey man, like, you should try streaming, or like, you should stream. And I was like, I don't know, like, I'm kind of like, as weirdly as this sounds, I'm very kind of like socially awkward and like kind of keep to myself, you know. So I was like, I don't think I could do something like that, you know. And finally they're like, fine, we just want to watch you play, you know. And I was like, well, I could do that, you know, if you guys just want to watch like my perspective, then I could do that. So like, being on Xbox and having Mixer there, it was just kind of like, I would press go live and boom, I was streaming on my Xbox. No like craziness. And then they would watch, and then like, as time went on, like, I got to be like more comfortable, I guess, with it. And like, it definitely helped me with that anxiety and like that social weirdness that I have. And I met some people that love Destiny as well, that shared the same passion, and it kind of just evolved into what it is now.
Yeah. I like what you said about, you know, it doesn't matter everyone's personalities. It's having different, this is even, you don't need to use like the word quirk, but like different personalities, different ways of doing things. I think people really like that. And you're right about it. Says it's kind of nice to put that out there and have people that are so cool in the community. I mean, I know your community likes you a lot, because, you know, you posted about this on Twitter about being on the podcast, and we had several people that already wrote, like an Ivy, Thomas Melia, Resolute Maverick, saying, hey, we're excited. We're, you know, good job. Let's do this. So, yeah. So it's true about just going on and just doing the thing.
I have to ask now, because I just logged in to your Twitch channel. I'm watching this, one of the like last videos you had saved. Now, I just kind of skimmed through it. On one section, it looks like you don't have a beard. And on the next section, it looks like you have a beard. I have to ask.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so... I found this like weird like filter thing that you could do, and like, I have a beard, and I've been thinking about shaving it off, and I was like, I don't know how the community would really react to me not having a beard. Like, I was kind of like scared, and I was like, you know what? Let's just see what happens if we use this, because it looked pretty convincing. Like, it was like, I was like, man, that's actually, I mean, if you stare at it hard enough, you can kind of see it, like, messing with it. But like, I did it, and when I went live and they saw my face, like, I didn't even try to like act like anything was different. Everybody started freaking out and like, no, why did you shave your beard? No. That's like awesome. it was all bad.
Nice. Now, I just started growing a beard like back in March when masks became like mandatory. Mm-hmm. So that's been something I've been trying to do for a little while now.
Has it turned to moonshine level yet? Is it that long?
No, it'll get there. It'll be moonshine level one day.
I imagine you on the porch with the big old long beard and a rocking chair.
Just rocking chair, yeah.
Playing with the banjo. With like one of those weed things hanging out your mouth. Oh, yeah. I could so do that.
That could totally be your personality for Twitch, right? People would love it. You're the Moonshine Destiny player.
I could do that.
Yeah.
And I do like to drink, so I call that a win.
Perfect, yeah.
Yeah, but you got to stop those fancy rums and move to moonshine.
All right. Sold.
Sold. Yeah, so that's awesome about the beard thing. Yeah, I noticed that too. And didn't you say too, like someone tried to come in and say what it was right away? You're like, don't tell them or something. You
know? Yeah. One of my friends came in and was like, don't spoil it. Don't spoil it. I want to see. I know, right?
So it sounds like you're having a good time streaming. Tell us about something that's difficult. Not that it means you would want to stop, but you know, it's always at times people that stream can have some little challenges here and there. What have been some things that you've gotten past or things you're still working on?
Oh yeah. Like, there's always the highs and the lows in streaming, and like the lows, I think the hardest thing is like wanting how to word this properly. So like the thing that has been happening to me recently, that has been really, really hard for me is in Texas. There seems to be a problem with the internet company that I have, like the internet company that I have seemed to have a problem, like with the internet starting to go out, you know, at a certain time. So like I was out for a while and like my stream would just drop and I start dropping frames and stuff like that. It was a hassle, and it kind of got me sad, you know, because it's like whenever I go live, like I love seeing everybody come in, like greeting them, asking them about their day and stuff like that. Just like because I feel like they're part of my family. Like we've been together for a while now. So it kind of makes me sad when I'm just like sitting there and I'm like, man, like I can't do anything because I can't do anything without the internet. And it's been like it's been hard to like get past the situation because it's like it's not like I can just like pick up and move like to a new location, you know, with better internet. But that's been one of the main things that one of the recent things that has been pretty rough.
Yeah, sorry to hear that. Hopefully it's getting resolved or will down the road.
Thank you.
I mean, with everything in the world these days, but yeah, that's got to be especially tough when people are counting on things. And oh, I'm a technology guy myself, so I feel you. I'm like I love working with technology, but I feel bad when it's not working for people. So, yeah. Well, let's just get to know more about you and gaming and everything. I mean, and we'll just see how the conversation goes tonight. We'll have a fun time. Tell us, growing up, what kind of got you into gaming or any memories that you have with that?
Oh man, Super Smash Brothers for the Nintendo 64 got me hooked. Nice. Like I would always play, like I would always watch my cousins play, and I would always be like, that's like really cool, like that's really awesome. And like I would watch them play, and then one day they asked me like, you want to play? And I was like, yeah, I'm down, let's go. Like, and I remember picking Jigglypuff, and like I instantly just fell in love.
I've never played that game. My wife's played it. I feel stupid for saying it. Dez, and you played Super Smash Brothers, I assume?
The original, yes.
I yeah. haven't played it myself, but I've oh. seen.
Yes, we can be buddies then. But I mean, I kind of want to get it. We have a Switch.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah. No, that's cool. So Super Smash Brothers, any other like Nintendo games you got into?
Legend of Zelda, of course.
Ooh, nice. No, yeah. I'm down with you there.
That one was an adventure for sure. And then it transitioned like to just like other minor games, but the other big one that really had an impact was Halo 2. I never played Halo 1, but Halo 2, just man. Whew. So many hours, so much fun, so many memories.
Gotcha. Yeah. And I've never had the Xbox, and barely played Halo, just with friends a couple times. And so a lot of times people say that's what got me into Destiny. Is that what got you into Destiny, or tell us more about Destiny getting started?
Oh, yeah. So I hate to admit this, but I started Destiny extremely late. Like, I played Destiny 1, but I didn't get into it until House of Wolves. So, like, I would always, like, at the time where I was working, like, I'd always come in and go to my desk, like, so I worked at this technical support for this company, and I'd walk to my desk, and I was, like, kind of like the mid-shift change. So, like, every time I would come in, my manager would always be talking about, like, Gjallarhorn. Gjallarhorn this, Gjallarhorn that, and his, like, and his group of friends was always, like, laughing and sharing stories. And then finally I was like, you know what? What it, like, I stopped by and I was like, what is this Gjallarhorn you guys are talking about? And then they told me about Destiny, and I started on PlayStation with them. And, like, it's crazy to think, like, I never knew about the game. I never knew about it, but, like, I instantly fell in love, and now I can't even imagine, like, my life without ever trying Destiny at that time. Like, I can't even fathom it.
Right. That's kind of, I mean, I didn't even start until after Taken King.
Like,
February after. And I kind of known of the game, but the original trailers and concept art that came out didn't really seem to appeal to me. I just didn't research enough, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to go through this whole story again, but my wife bought it for me for Christmas after Taken King came out. I'm like, why have I never tried this game? I got instantly hooked. But,
it,
you know,
grabs
it's all good.
You, man. It starting later, grabs you.
It does, yeah. And it's not like, yeah, it's not like you have to be a day one beta player or alpha player to have Destiny Street cred. It's all about, you know, because a lot of those guys have even moved on and never really come back anyway. So,
yeah, that's true.
We're still here. That's all that matters.
Yes, for now.
Yes.
I think our contract, Sin, I think you're up for renewal next week. The payment. Dez has a good 6 months maybe. Before he's up for renewal.
Yeah, he's on that newbie bandwagon.
Oh, my gosh.
Dez, should we kick Sin out?
Think about it.
You'll think about it. I need a definitive yes or no by the end of the episode.
Oh my gosh.
No. I'm about to kick my wife out again for this damn heat press in the background. Every time I unmute, clamp.
Clamp.
She's pressing the shirts.
Yeah, we have a real professional show here, Drago, so you don't need to worry about anything. We're kind of just flubbing it over here.
You probably won't even notice it on the final edits.
Oh, man. Do you even edit anything these days, Sin?
I do. I try to clean. I do some cleaning up. I do some cleaning up. I clean up nice, you know. It's not all. Yes, it's not all Mountain Dew, moonshine, and
oh my god, he went
overalls.
Back to it.
Overalls. You need overalls, Sin.
And overalls. Oh, barefoot.
That's good.
Sorry, it's I don't know why I started this. Oh man. Okay, so yeah, you started House of Wolves. What kind of caught you in the game then, and is it, let's start with that and then tell us, yeah, actually let's start with how did you start in the game? What character did you pick?
I picked a hunter. I really liked the hunter. What kept me, like, going was just the loot, man. Like, the loot, it was just, like, you would always get loot. You'd always have something to chase, you know? Like, you'd always try to do this or try to do that. I wasn't too extreme in it. Like I wasn't too extremely in PvE or too extremely in PvP. I was just kind of like, I get on, I shoot stuff, and I get my loot, and that was my day.
You filthy casual.
Oh, okay. Time has changed.
No, a lot of people, that is kind of the thing, right? This was the first game for me where I actually started playing with other people because mm-hmm. of reasons. I wanted to try out these raids and wanted to see what Iron Banner was and all this stuff. And there's a lot you can do, right, by yourself, but eventually you start playing with others.
Yeah. So I have a question. Like, since you started late as well, What was your first raid that you went through?
Well, that's a good question. So actually, since I started a little after Taken King, my first raid was that one, King's Fall, because
Yes.
it's what everyone's running at the time. So it was easy to find a group to just kind of Sherpa me through it. Shout out to people like Burning Wing and others. I'd have to look at the complete list again of who was in my first clear. And I was like, this is so epic, because, right, it's an epic raid. Mm-hmm. And I loved the Dreadnought. And I think it was pretty cool that I started with that one. Of course, Vault of Glass is epic, too, in its own right. But I think it's actually pretty cool that I started with that versus something like Crota, even though Crota's the easiest one to get a newbie through, right?
But, yep. Speaking of which, that was my first one.
So that was your first? Okay.
They carried me through it 100%.
Did they have you try the sword, or did they just carry it all the way?
No, they just carried me 100% all the way. They did. Aww. They did do the thing. And I'm pretty sure it's like it was a ritual at the time where you drop down to the thralls, and they're like, "Just run. It's fine. It's okay. Nothing's gonna hurt you. You'll be all right. There's nothing to worry about." And then I got eaten by thralls, and I was kind of like, "That's messed up."
Dragon is like running fine. Step through that door, fine.
Yeah.
Go through this gate.
Fine. Oh, there's a dead stand ghost right on there. The ledge. Yeah, you gotta go down a little bit more, and then you fall off. Oh, there's the dead ghost. Oh man. So okay, so you for you you started with Crota. Actually, I'm curious, Sin and Dez. I don't know if I've ever asked you guys. Do you remember what your first raid was ever?
Well, I mean, being the day player. Vault of Glass.
There you go.
The first,
nice.
And my friend.
I'm pretty sure mine was King's Fall, but I don't remember completing it the first time.
Well, I don't remember if I completed it. I think I completed it the first time. I couldn't say. I know for sure. Although if I was the only newbie, then I probably did. But
we all know Wrath of the Machine will be coming back.
Mm. I hope so. That was a good one. But I still think it, right? King's Fall was like was the best. Like, that was just, it was so good.
So what else about D1 did you like before we move on to D2?
I mean,
like you wish we had now.
I mean, honestly, I feel like the raids were a little bit tougher in D1 than they are in D2. I don't know. I guess it really all depends on how many times you run it, because, I mean, if you run it enough times, anything is easy, but I feel like King's Fall was just, it just blew me away. Like, all the raids that I've done in Destiny 2 just haven't brought that, like, oh my gosh, feeling.
Yeah.
So I wish that, I hope that this next one coming out is going to be just some really challenging mechanics that you really have to work as a group to get done. That would be the only thing that I'd love to have.
Worse than Crown of Sorrow?
Well, tell us about D2. Have you done all the raids in D2?
Yeah, I've done all the raids in D2. And that actually just wasn't until recently. Well, I guess a raid layer doesn't really count. I guess that kind of counts. Well,
we call them raids, so yeah, whatever you want.
I guess, that counts. I didn't do Eater. I never did Eater. And I never did.
That's the easiest.
Yeah. I found that out. Yeah, it was like I was stressing it too. I was like, guys, I've never done this, and my friends were like, don't worry, it's easy, it's easy. So we did that one, and then Spire. I never did Spire, and they helped me through that as well. And honestly, I thought they were pretty cool. But the one that like I really took off in was just GOS, man, GOS. Ooh, man, we like that was kind of like when I was streaming too, and like when that raid was still fresh, like we were making it a mission to like get everybody their first clear and like everybody their divinity, and it was just, it kind of hit in the feels a lot for sure.
Nice. So you kind of put that at the top of your list then, sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And I was going to ask that too about in your stream. Is it kind of a mixture of stuff? Sounds like you've done raiding, you've done PvP stuff. Historically, what kind of a blend has it been? And then today, these days, what are you typically doing in a stream?
So when I first started, it was basically just, it was more PvE, like just shooting stuff than PvP. I was never really a good PvP player. Like when I first started, because I just didn't know, like, you know, until I met like an amazing person on Mixer that like taught me a lot of stuff. And it was back in the days of Luna's and stuff like that, where he would help people get 2100 and then like also like just like help the community, like, well, if they were stuck on a quest step or something like that. And he, you know, he picked me up and he was like, you know what, let's give it a shot. Let's help people. And we just started helping like person after person after person after person. And then I started getting a feel for PvP. And then I started to really like PvP. And it really evolved into me being more of a PvP player than a PvE player. I still like PvE. I still like the raids, but there's something about PvP that I just like going in and shooting phases in PvP. It's just the greatest. Except when I get mountaintopped.
Yeah. Well, how's it working for you these days with do you go much into the connection based matchmaking now, and how's that working for you?
Oh man, I love it. Cool. This Iron Banner last time did like 5 games and I was like, yeah, I can't do this anymore. Like this before the change, of course, like pre-change, and then now change, like we literally, when I don't have anything to do, like we literally just go in and we just have a blast in it, because we can, like, for me, like I don't have to like super sweat, man. Like I don't have to have my PvP loadout on 100% of the time. I can mess around with like a bow, or like I can mess around with just other things.
Yeah for sure. It's always interesting to get everyone's opinion, and I I still don't know where I lay, especially because I don't do a lot of PvP, so I don't have much fight in the game. But one thing I've definitely seen is that the people, and this is a very vague generalization, of course, but if I would say you're on the top half, let's just make it easier. We're not saying like top 10, 20, whatever, but top half, they've been enjoying it more, and probably the bottom half have been hating it more, if that makes sense. You know?
Yeah, that actually, I mean, I definitely understand it. Like, I remember going in for the first game when they announced the change, and like I immediately noticed the difference, because it's like I was getting double kills, triple kills. Like I was like, what's going on? Like these guys aren't even, they're not even shooting me. Like I, what happened? You know? And I can definitely get it from a standpoint, like when you take that safety net away, for people that just like, I mean, we don't like, not everybody is gonna like put massive amount of hours into PvP. You know, not everybody's going to want to use what you have to, what is the meta. Like they want to just go in and they want to have fun. And then like when you mix those people with the other half, and the other half is just using meta stuff and just completely destroying, I can definitely feel for them.
Yeah. There's also an interesting thing that went around Twitter today. Someone asked, I should have had pulled up the name, but he was asking kind of like almost like a poll, but what do you enjoy about PvP? Because for some people, it might be about just purely the wins. Other people might be the kills. Other people, it might be running crazy meta. Other people might just be the social aspect. And it really, I mean, I kind of always knew this, but it really shows there's so many competing ideas for going to PvP. Probably most of the ideas are winning games, obviously, but that's not everyone. There are a lot of people that go in, like me exact too, that aren't like, I've never been the A-type personality caring about wins. Like I've never been in competitive sports. And so, and when I win, it feels slightly good, but it's not like a high that I'm chasing after. So yeah,
right.
For me, it's going in with 6 stack sweet business and just having fun. But what is it for you these days?
So, for me, honestly, it's just, it's about getting the heart pumping. And I say that and it sounds weird, but like, when you're in those tense situations, like if you go into competitive or you go into trials and like you're the last guardian standing, like, and it's you versus 3 guardians or you versus 5 guardians or so on and so forth, how many lives they have or, you know, what game mode you're playing. Like when I'm in that tense situation, like I tend to step up the game and like I really just start feeling the adrenaline rush of playing. And I I love that. Like, that's what I really love. But at the same time, like you said, like going in with six people, fleet business, like I did a mountaintop here recently and like we went into Iron Banner and I was like, oh my God, like this is going to take forever. But like we went in, we had a fun and it like I used three grenade launchers and it was just the greatest time because everybody was just having like everybody was just like having fun. And then like they were having fun with the aspect of like, heavy's almost up, like everybody rotates a heavy and then like, everybody would like throw up walls, like walls or bubble or like, you know, pop supers and like protect Drago, you know. It was just, it was a great time. But the weird thing about me is like I said, I never was really a PvP player, so I missed out on the iconic game mode of Trials of Osiris. You know, I never played that in D1. I never played Trials of the Nine in D2. And like I never went flawless until Trials came out on my birthday, and it was like that first card that I ran, like it, I was so nervous, but I enjoyed the feeling of like I got that feeling more of like it's me versus three guardians or me versus two guardians, and like it really just brought out the like really competitive side in me to like step up my game. And it's great. Like eventually I want to move to PC and smile real big, play mouse and keyboard. But for the time being, I guess I'll be a controller person on Xbox.
Well, we'll look forward to you if you move to PC. We play, Ascend and I play on PS4 and PC. I know Des is PS4. A lot of people in our community are probably on the PS4 side. But it's, well, at least we have the potential of cross-play coming sometime next year also.
Yeah, hopefully. I'm really excited about that because I've been tired of this like divide. Like I have people that like have moved to PC from when I've met them, and I hop on PC. Like I have it on PC. I hop on PC and I play some games with them. But then most of my community is on Xbox, so it's kind of like it's kind of hard.
I get you. Yeah, yeah. Most of my community is on PS4, and I hop on PC too. So, in fact, live status update, Sin. You playing Iron Banner right now?
I was. I'm actually going to the tower.
How was your Iron Banner match?
Matches? My last match, we mercied them. 13 kills with a 13 KO or a KE efficiency.
KDA.
KDA. And my best match so far tonight.
Let's go.
It's probably some of the best matches I've had have been tonight since grouping up with Decay. Big Saber jumped in as well.
And this is on PC too, right?
So, yeah. And I'm not actually using my weapons that I would normally use. I am currently using a sidearm and vigilance wing.
Oh, my. So,
yeah. Not nice. Gonna lie, it's I'm only really using it just so I can finish the catalyst. I want to get it done, and I got I'm 132 out of 250, so I got a while to go.
Well, speaking of weapons, what do you enjoy running with these days, Dragus?
Really, I've been vibing out with a beloved and beloved, of course, the sniper, and like I'm trying to learn how to snipe. I'm not the best at it, but I'm learning. I can get some good snipes every once in a while. Plus, it's a nice break from shotgunning. But my main weapon has been Crimson. Like, Crimson has been the weapon that I have... I can't believe I never knew about it, but it's been the weapon that I've been gravitating towards, like, every single game. I just love the way it works. I love the perks on it, and I love the fact that you can get in those crazy situations and live.
Yeah. That's kind of a meta, right, for some players is Sniper Hand Cannon.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the masterworks of the Crimson is super nice as well.
Oh, yeah. That range. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I want to practice with hand cannons some more. I almost though want to wait until next season to see what comes out, but I need to get better hand cannon. I used to love hand cannon in D1, right? We all did. It was like, I mean, I know it's okay in D2 also, but there's something about the palindrome that I just would never put down.
There's something about Hawkmoon that just...
Yes.
Yeah. Never could let it go.
Yep. Well, I digress.
So I mean, obviously, I'm kind of new. And I started out in Destiny 1, like I played a hunter, but then I transitioned to a warlock. What do you guys mean?
Sin.
Titan.
He's a filthy, filthy Titan.
Oh, no. Okay.
Oh, yes.
I main a warlock.
Yes.
I would say I main a warlock, and it's in probably with this Titan. I main a warlock like 99% of the time. Mm-hmm. I always mean to do more, but I really do like Hunter. And whenever I hop on, that's my second favorite choice. Whenever I hop onto the Hunter, I'm really enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. Same. I hop on a Titan, I just look lost. Like, I don't know what to do. Yeah,
screw the Titans. Just kidding. Dez.
I've been Hunter main.
Is a Hunter.
Yes. See, so we're in good company, except for Sin.
No, this is the perfect balance. One of each. Don't lie.
Well, there's more than three of us here, but
I'm saying for us as hosts.
I know. Yeah. Oh man, we went with fire team of three. Yep. All right. Yeah. So no, thanks for asking that. I sometimes forget there's other classes out there. We were doing the no, seriously. When I do switch to like Titan, I'm like, whoa, this jump is so weird, you know, or even Hunter, I'm like, I get a little bit annoyed when I'm first jumping. I'm like, boy, those Hunters sure have to worry about height compared to a Warlock, you know.
Yeah.
Their jumps just right.
Yeah. I remember whenever I would like switch to a Hunter and I'm not like paying attention, I'm just so used to like double tapping my jump to like boost everywhere in PvP. Like I just start off double jumping like right off the bat and I'm like, oh, that's awkward.
Yeah, you're always hearing about the Hunters too, like, oh, I accidentally did my jump wrong, you know, so you don't get that extra jump at the end.
Yeah.
You know, they're not reaching something like, oh, I forget the wording, but I messed up my double jump, you know. Warlock, it's probably more about like, oh, I forgot I didn't like floof the right way. And what is it for Titans? I forgot to punch something before I started.
Oh my gosh.
Crayon sold here.
Hey, we were doing, you were, I was pretty impressed on your Titan today. We were in the prophecy dungeon and we went down I went down the right path, but I think Sin went down accidentally in the wrong path to get to the last room where the hidden chest is before the very end in the prophecy and the eye, Savathun eye. And so he was in a far platform. I was like, ooh, I don't know how you're going to get over. Because like with the Warlock, with Icarus Dash, it's fairly easy. And you can sword swipe and do some techniques too, but you made it work, Sin. Didn't you combo sword and the hammer punch?
You forgot that the first couple times I didn't get it. And then the 40 seconds in between, I had a lot of time to think about my life choices. And so I finally decided, I was like, okay, I'm going to put on line ramparts and I'm going to try it this way. So I ended up using that and sword swiping and I was able to make it work.
Hey, there you go. Nice.
Have y'all
got the solo flawless on the prophecy?
No.
No, sir. Have you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Oh, that was awesome.
It was fun. It was definitely, like I said, like I enjoy PvE, and like when I'm doing like solo dungeons, it's pretty fun. I love it. Gets the blood pumping.
Yeah, it's, I don't know how I feel about, like, I probably could do these solo flawless things. I'm sure I could if I put enough time into it, but like I just don't even know if I want to try.
Dude, you
I'm
should,
a wimp.
You should,
I'm being a wimp.
No, you should definitely give it a try sometime. I mean, hey, like give it a couple tries. You know, you'll never know. Maybe you
as
get it first.
Many times as I died today.
Oh,
probably not.
Well, yeah. You just need to be careful on that part. Going, I guess you could always just spend hours and take the very slow route down instead of worry about being on your sparrow, you know, right, falling off or something. Although you do need to watch out for the ads too, because if you go too slow, they can start sniping at you if you don't take them out. But it's interesting.
Wait,
you know, these solo flawless things, like you said, yeah.
Never mind. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of something else. Sorry.
No worries. Yeah, I really enjoy just raiding a lot. And, you know, there's things that can be said about the raids can get boring after a certain amount of time. I'm like, yeah, kind of, but I also enjoy raiding with different groups of people. So whether I'm a Sherpa 1 week versus the next week, I'm playing with a crew that all knows it really well, and we're just trying to go for time. So, yes, it's obviously not as variable as PvP, but you can still get a lot of fun out of raids if you are constantly Sherping people, as you know.
Yeah. Oh, people through them. Yeah, exactly. Like, that's, it's funny that you bring that up, because, like, going back to the GOS thing, like, getting people their first clear, like, it felt so good. Like, you know, like when the team came together and them doing it themselves, because a lot of people would just be like, no, I don't want to do it. I think I'm going to mess up. And, like, but when you run them through it and you explain it and they learn, and you fail a couple times, you know, but then they pick it up and they learn and they get better. And then when they finally actually finish it, it's like they're like, oh my God, I did it. You know, that feeling, you kind of share that feeling, and it's like, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, yeah, when you're with a squad, like if you're just going in with all the friends, like you kind of like make a challenge. Like we did one GOS, was just like, we tried it with no communication, like zero comms. Like everybody was not in a party, and we just like for calling out stuff, we kind of like cheated just a little bit. They would emote like who was going to do what, but we made it through, and I was like, that's pretty cool, you know?
And this is a very timely topic too. A shout out to Wicked. We were running in our Discord, we were running a GOS last night, I think, and there was one person that had to be off comms because his headset or mic, something was going way out of whack. Just the craziest amount of interference on it. Probably the cable or the mic was bad. So we had to have him muted, or else it was too like annoying and we couldn't hear each other. But we're like, okay, and Wicked's like, we can do this all without call outs. I'm like, yeah, I know we can, but it's like, it's going to be hard and annoying at times, like, especially if you're, you know, picking up motes, and let's say you got 10 before your teammate. I mean, should we have him just, and then he took the initiative and he's like, I said, okay, what should we do if you get the motes before your teammate? And then he started just like moving up and down, almost like a teabag thing or whatever, you know. I was like, okay, you know, that's cool. Like if your teammate sees you just stop in place or do some movement, then that's the communication, like you said. You know, you don't have to talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I mean, that is kind of something that we've said about Crown of Sorrow in the past. And I do, your point is very valid on, I do feel like in raids, people talk too much at times. I don't know how you feel about that. Like everyone's calling out over each other.
Yeah, yeah. Especially like GOS, the Harpy, like when you're calling out in or out, like, you know, you're right. COS, the boss part, when like, it's like, oh, you know, things up. Oh, guys, we've got to punch the guy. And it's like, oh, you know, this, that. Yeah, it gets a little crazy at times.
Yeah, because there's just too much. And again, as me, someone who's like over sensing type person, like I don't need to hear like someone's absolute, or I don't need to hear someone's like, I'm moving to the right. The ad's almost down. You know what I mean? Like over call outs. But then Sin and I, we get in an awesome pattern where, you know, once you, or whoever you're with, once you kind of do it for a while, you can kind of even stop saying, okay, let's swap buffs. Now we just kind of know to go. Mm-hmm. I know I've done this with Dez too, right? Like we just kind of knew to show up at the right time.
You'll get in that rhythm. And it's just that so
time
good.
And crown.
Mm-hmm.
Yourself a couple minutes.
yeah. Oh man. Well, let's go into a little bit of some upcoming things that are going on in the game that we're looking forward to. We can always change the conversation however we want tonight, but mm-hmm. I suppose we should talk a little bit about what's coming up next week.
Solstice event. Yeah. Let's go.
Okay, so I saw more information on this because it was even a little confusing to me on what's going on with the armor and the ornaments and everything. I don't know if you've researched up on it, Andragos. I know Paul Tassi put out an article that kind of clarifies some things.
I actually haven't checked it out, so this would be new information.
No worries. Well, I don't know what people were thinking before, but how it's all playing out kind of makes sense to me. Well, kind of. Here's what I understand is there's going to be two upgrades. And weren't there three upgrades in previous years?
Like yes, there's three upgrades. Yep.
No, maybe there is still three. Well, was there three and Masterwork, or was it just three including the Masterwork?
It was just three including the Masterwork.
Okay, so then it's still the same this year. What does?
Just the different.
Yeah, there's the different colors and stuff. Anyways, this says this year we're going to be, you know, our first upgrade to renewed, and then majestic, and then we can masterwork the majestic. And the majestic is the purple, and then of course there's the masterwork after that. So what's going to happen is we get our set, and then we can start doing, and we don't need to go over all the details, but we can start doing things. It's pretty similar to previous years. Just got to do a bunch of stuff, grinding. We have the EAZ again and then other events in the game. But once we get our armor to majestic, it will start to have a white glow. Then at that point, you can get from Eververse, they will be selling a look of the Majestic set, which will be an ornament. But you cannot get that set from Eververse, they said, until you actually
get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good move on their part.
It is. It is. So you have to still play. It's a weird combo of, like, you have to earn it, but then you also have to, quote, buy it. No, well, you know, silver versus bright dust, whatever, but you're somewhat buying it, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's the best move they could do, because it's like, you know, we don't want a situation that happened last time.
Yes.
We don't want that. So I'm happy that I think it's a good move, and I'm happy that they did that.
Yep. And you don't have to masterwork the armor to have all the benefits of the ornaments and the glows. Again, the masterwork is just if you actually want to have the masterworked armor, you know, that gives you those extra stats. But when you, quote, get or buy these ornaments from the Eververse, it will be a full ornament that can be applied to any other armor down the road, and it will have those glows again, you know, the so those subclass glows. So if you're solar, void, or arc, and then if you actually run that element, it'll kind of have that brighter glow.
Somebody was telling me in stream, but I didn't actually get the time to check it out. There's going to be a glow for stasis?
Yes, there is, and it will be able to have that and apply that once we come out with the expansion in the fall.
Wow.
I don't think I read that we can see it yet. Maybe I can look in this article, but it'll be available once the expansion comes out. If I understand that correctly.
Ready for that.
Super ready for stasis. That. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. So how do you feel about Solstice? Did you grind the previous years?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I remember doing you had to get those orbs and like strikes. I remember like loading in to strikes with two other friends over and over and over again until we finally got the corrupted one. Right. And then you went to the blind well, and like you went and just basically stood in the blind well and killed things with whatever you're needing to kill it with and got the orbs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it was definitely a lot of time.
Did you do all the way to masterwork? Did you do multiple characters, just one character?
I did all of them, all characters, all the way to masterwork, and very disappointed when Armor 2.0 came out.
Yeah, right. I get it. I was even disappointed before, and like, I don't want to do this on other characters. I barely want to do it on one. Sorry, I'm a little more salty on the grind. I think Solstice to me is a little more boring of a grind than other events. Mm-hmm. I was impressed enough with EAZ. I mean, it's not like super repeatable, but it was pretty cool to have the EAZ.
It got to the point where like, I really wish the chests were in different spots. You know, because yeah. you kind of knew where they were at, and you would run to them. That's the only little thing that I say about it. But the whole thing about it, the whole like area is pretty rad.
Well, do you remember the Solstice after the very first year of D2? And it was different, and the grind had things like go back into those heroic story missions of the Red War, and they were actually slightly different and harder.
I think I barely remember it, to be honest.
See, that one I liked a lot more than last year's. So I wish they had more stuff like, I don't know, redoing story missions that are slightly different, or even strikes that have some different element to them, or they would never do this, but like raids or things. But just
cool.
Could
you
like,
imagine?
Yeah, but just grinding the normal strikes, grinding Crucible, grinding EAZ. I don't know.
I'm waiting for you to say hard mode raids again. Rotating playlists.
Rotating playlist. Yep, you already knew it.
Yeah. So no, I mean, I'm not definitely like trying to like totally downplay this event, but I've been a little bit concerned myself personally coming into this. Like, I don't know how much time I'll put into it. Maybe I will. I think I'll just passively work on it in the background, and it'll probably come to fruition pretty easily for how much I play anyways. Mm-hmm. But just being this event that's only a month long and the season's going on even longer now, and I just don't know how much value it's going to bring to me.
I honestly really think that I'm just going to go super hard into the paint and just like get my warlock done as fast as I possibly can. And then I don't think I'm doing my other characters. Like, warlock is all that I care about
this year. Yeah.
And then of course something cool stasis is going to happen for Hunter, and I'm just going to be like, gosh darn it.
Yeah. Well, if you only do one character, I consider that a success. You don't have to do all three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I have kind of a crazy question. Like, I've always been curious about this. Like, what's for you guys, of course, everyone, like, what was like your most memorable moment inside of the franchise, like inside of Destiny 1 or Destiny 2? Like, what was the best moment that you had there that you'll like never forget?
Do you have an answer, Sin? Or I can go.
Yes. I'll kick us off on this one. I'd say the most memorable moment is always, you know, going to be that first. I had a thought and I let it go. I'm going to say the first raid moment.
Sinfield.
We already talked about that. We talked about Kingsfall being my first raid, but yeah. Again, wasn't my first raid clear. And I want to say the memorable raid or memorable moment that I had was really all the Wrath of Machine runs, because we seem to do that all the time at the end of Destiny 1. And then I would say, you know, outside of that, you know, I get excited every time I get a new seal or, you know, I unlock a title. So
heck yeah.
I'm like a kid in a candy shop when it comes to that.
Have you got Reckoner?
That one I haven't. I didn't grind for that one. I thought about it, and I looked at it, and I was like, nah.
That's a lot of gambit. Yeah,
that's a lot of gambit.
There's quite a few people in our Discord that have been working on that lately, so definitely props to them and you and everyone who has it. But whew, I don't know about myself.
Yeah, me personally, I couldn't do it. Like, couldn't. I was just curious.
Yeah. Okay. Dez,
memorable moment.
What's a memorable Destiny experience for you?
As many as I have, I kind of tend to have to go back the first one, because it just, I don't know, it always comes back to me, but back to like Vault of Glass.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't easy.
Yeah, Vault of Glass. And then you cut out a little bit, but like what kind of, what did you like about Vault of Glass?
Now, so it was out, I mean, my raid group had like a stable method finally, but taking him down was still strugglish. But I remember one of our first actual clears was it was hilarious because we had gotten him down so low and everyone was just dying.
Oh.
It was awful experience. We could all just see it like slip through our glass, slip through our grasps, and we were so close. Just before they died, like two or three people threw a grenade at John, and everyone wiped. We got the countdown. All of a sudden, the screen went black, and we won.
Yo, epic. Let's go. That's nice. That's good.
I like, love stories like that.
Oh, my God. And that's how we got Cheddarwhite. So.
See, those are good experiences. And now you make me want to change to another one. I have a similar, I'll cheat. I won't say the whole thing, but I have a similar experience to that. The first time we passed the vault encounter in Last Wish, it was down to like second zero when the first time we passed it. But the thing that really kind of impressed me the first time, and I've had other things that maybe have been as strong of impression, but it wasn't quite doing the Vault of Glass raid, but I think I'd done it once. And then going back in again a second time, we were going to do the raid, but we were also working on, because I hadn't done all these quests yet, so I was working on the No Time to Explain quest. You know how you have to go in and find all the extra hidden ghosts.
Yep.
scannables. And then that's when I started realizing, and I had a guy who was turning me around and showing me how to find everything. I'm like, so you're telling me this epic area, this huge exploration space has a raid, but it also has different ways to go down and different subquests and exotic things inside it. My mind was just blown. Like these are such cool caves that we're just jumping down and finding these ghosts and different ways to go down to the bottom of the pit and finding portals that you can go through and everything. It's like, I don't know. It just really is pretty cool to me.
Yeah, definitely. The environments are insane. That's one of the things I'll give GOS. I won't give it the best raid, but I'll give GOS it was a beautiful raid. Like it was phenomenal. Like it looked great. I got lost in the scenery and just even like exploring, like there's so much to it.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And that's why I like raids. Like also, yeah, the raid layers, they're fun, but there's nothing quite like exploring Vault or King's Fall or Last Wish or Garden of Salvation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those are just cool areas that you can explore and do multiple things in.
I think I think what has to take mine, like just my best moment with Destiny, like there's a lot of like I really liked Dez's story, like just like getting that kill, because I've been there. I've been there, and it hits home. But like the craziest thing, like my most memorable moment in Destiny has to be like whenever I got the Bungie bounty. Like, I have never been in the position when like everybody wants to kill me in PvP, and that was insane. Like everybody was pulling out like their A game, like, and it caught me off guard, because I was like, oh, okay, you know, I'm a decent player, you know, I'm a decent player, and then like whenever that switch came on. And like everybody was hunting, like there were some gamers out there, man. I was like, whoa. So like that takes the cake for me.
That's asking for trouble. Yep. But yeah, no, that's awesome. That's awesome experience. It's like you're loved and hated. No, I'm just kidding. You're loved and hunted, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. So there's not like a lot of other news this week, but what are you looking forward to short term and even medium term in the game? Is there any like quality of life things you wish could change, and or if you had a choice to add new content, what would it look like, either PvE or PvP?
Man, I've been... Please auto-delete system. Please. That's the big one. I'm so tired of it. I'm so tired of getting blues like that I don't need. I understand why like you need them if you're leveling up, but when you already have your gear set and you just constantly go, like, that's a big thing for me going into PvP. Like, I constantly just get blues everywhere, like, after every game, and it clogs up my inventory. And then I wish there was just a mass delete blues or like an auto delete a certain rarity or a certain stat roll, you know, like 60 and below, delete. I think that would be huge for armor, of course. And then weapons, yeah. Just same thing, just delete.
Mm-hmm.
As far as like, man, you know what? Like, I really want. I've never been able to really do, a raid in the first 24 hours. You know, like I never really had a team to actually attempt that. I would love a team to actually attempt it on this next one coming out. Like, I really want to try the challenge. You know, and see if. Like, we could pull a team together and get it done. I know there's a lot of people in my clan right now that they kind of already got their own set raid groups. And, like, I don't have a team, but I think, like, I'm gonna try to do my best to form a team. That way we can get that done. As far as, like, what I would add, that's a tough question. I mean, something simple comes to mind, just, like, right off the bat. Like, give Divinity a catalyst for, like, whenever you're shooting the beach ball, it just auto-reloads from reserves. That way you can constantly keep debuff without reloading or something like that. Like, something that would be interesting.
That's a brilliant idea, because that's not going to make it broken, because people use Divinity, they're just using it for that anyways, and mm-hmm. what's the big deal? Yeah, that'd be a perfect masterwork idea.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Which I don't like being the Divinity person. I try to pass to someone else.
You too, huh? Same.
I don't like to be the healer warlock. I prefer the Nova Bum.
Oh, you know, funny story is, so I used to play Stormlock, like whenever I was in PvP, whenever like I was finding my footing, is the best way I put it. And then of course when Trials came out, believe it or not, I transitioned to a Well of Radiance lock inside of PvP. Started off as a joke because I just got done with a raid, and then the next day we woke up and we were practicing like 3v3 with friends, and I was still on Well of Radiance, and I was like, should I just try Well of Radiance in this game mode? Because I've never played it. And they're like, yeah, sure, why not? Give it a shot. And like that's what I play in comp, and that's what I play in Trials. And a lot of people don't see it coming. Man, it has deadly play potential.
Oh, it for sure does. I agree. I still don't know if I'd want to do it myself, but yeah, you could just then tank and you know, yeah, they don't see it coming. That could win the game just based mm-hmm. on that.
I have like in Trials, like it's always when I'm. I mean, I've always liked the support build. I played games like Overwatch, like I played support, like MOBA games. Like League and Dota, I played support. So it gives me the ability to think about how I want to play a situation and like empowering my teammates. Cause like empowering melee is huge. So like even if I die, but my teammates are next to me, like they still get it. The overshield grenade is huge. Like if somebody gets you one shot, you immediately do the overshield. That's full health and an overshield. And then when aggressive players slide to push you with one shot of a hand cannon because they called it out, you suddenly have an overshield and your teammates have an overshield. And then you get that overshield grenade back because every one of your teammates picked it up. It's wild. And you splatter people with well. That's honestly my favorite thing to do in PvP. Just splattering people with well.
Do you ever use Lumina?
I'm so bad with 150s. Like I've tried and tried and tried. I've always wanted to just get good with the 150 solely because of Lumina.
Yeah, because talk about support.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Even with the catalyst, two little orbs.
Yeah. And also shout out to Wicked in our Discord. He is the quintessential healer warlock that he keeps Lumina on 99.99% of the time in every activity.
Let's go. That's awesome.
He says except for dogs in Leviathan, that's the one time he will not run Well of Radiance, but pretty much every other encounter in every raid, he runs well.
That's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah, that's fun to talk about these experiences on that. Well, good. That's awesome to hear about what you would like to see coming forward. I mean, there's so much we're going to hopefully hear these next few weeks on what's coming this fall, what's going to change. Okay, let's talk about this too. Yeah, go ahead. And then I have another topic.
I was kind of like hoping, I'm kind of hoping they do, because this season was such a hit, in my opinion. It was such a hit. Like, it was amazing. Like, we didn't know what was coming, and then, bam, we had a dungeon first day, like, right off the bat.
Yeah.
Like, nobody knew that was coming. And, like, I hope that they kind of, like, show some stuff, but they don't show too much, because I feel like that was a big success for this season, and I think it'd be a huge success for the season. Or enough season, of course, new expansion.
Well, of course, I'm down, but we need to also get us excited, like at least talk about quality of life things that might be changing, more details on, and this is what I was going to ask too, what do you think or hope will happen with how transmog is going to work? Because there's some different opinions out there, or do you have much of an opinion on it?
I mean, I honestly, I never really thought about it, to be 100% honest.
Do you think that they will go, I guess there's three ways it could go, but one way could be anything that we've earned that's in our collections, we will be able to use that as an ornament. And then the opposite side of that is we will have to re-earn everything and then we'll be able to use it as an ornament. And then somewhere in the middle, which I think is least likely, but some people are holding on to stuff in their vaults just in case, is, well, we have to have it, but actually on us, not just as in a collection. And then we'll use it as an ornament.
I think that it's going to be that you have to consume it to use it. So like everybody holding on to stuff, like they'll be able to like consume it to use it. I don't think
so. If you have it, it'll count. You don't have to like re-earn a new version of it that's transmog capable or whatever. Right.
Mm-hmm. That would be nice, honestly.
Well, then that would be nice, and then that's why they have to tell us soon, because you know I want to delete stuff in my vault too if I can. But if they tell us soon, because people are demanding to know, let us know how transmogs are going to work so we can know if it's safe to delete stuff in our vault or not.
That's true. Mm-hmm. So speaking of deleting stuff, never challenge your just anybody listening, like any streamer, never challenge your community. Like as far as like gifting subs to delete weapons, because my whole vault got destroyed. All my god rolls got destroyed.
Oh my gosh, that's asking for trouble, right?
It was so bad. It was I cried.
That's one way you can grow your sub count quickly.
at the cost of everything.
People will do it just to torture.
Yeah, you have new people, but then they have nothing to see because you don't have anything.
Exactly. Like, why aren't you using mindbenders right now? You could be getting the most, it's such a better shotgun. Well, you know what? It got deleted. You know, can't do it. Why does your recluse only have 200 kills? Well, you know, also my other one got deleted.
Oh, man. Well, we have a couple bonus questions for you, Dan, that aren't necessarily Destiny related, but anything else you wanted to talk about tonight, things on your mind about Destiny or whatever before we start slowly wrapping it up here?
No, I mean, it's pretty good. Like, I'm really looking forward to the expansion. I'm glad they pushed it back, of course, but I'm pretty sure y'all talked about that. Like, I'm glad they pushed it back
a little bit. Yeah. I mean, it's good, right? And now I always say to people too, like, let's not be unrealistic and think like it'll be perfect just because it got pushed back. But it's still, I mean, Bungie does a pretty good job of, and did they even push back a little bit last year too? Not as much, but it was like a few weeks.
Yeah, Shadow Keep. Mm-hmm.
So they know what's going on and you know, whatever they're testing here to, or whatever reason they needed to push it back. I'm fine too. I hope I'll have enough stuff to keep me interested. Maybe I'll have to, you know, do I don't play an Xbox, but maybe someone could talk me into going to PvP more when I have nothing else to do.
As we're waiting, making me want to go right now and buy a PlayStation and just be good.
Yeah, or Sin and I can buy an Xbox or
PC.
Yeah, I'm
PC
hoping
is the easiest place to meet.
But I'm wondering. I'm hoping
it's so scary.
Well, yeah, but this will be less of an issue once crossplay comes, and of course, I think they'll do like other games. You have a choice. You don't have to mix populations. You can turn on the toggle, play with everyone versus playing on your platform. But if everyone kind of just blends together, then it might end up being a good thing. But what I was going to go at is, you know, there's Xbox xCloud and stuff. I wish they would bring out a version for PC so I could actually play Xbox without buying an Xbox on my PC.
That'd actually be really cool.
And then I can play with all y'all that have an Xbox.
Smile.
Yeah. We'll see.
I'm just hoping that another thing I'm hoping is just like whatever's coming. I just hope it's nothing like crazy. Like Destiny is already a big game. Like my Xbox is running out of space. Like I hope it's just like not too crazy as far as like how many gigabytes. I think we're at what, 120 gigabytes already for the game, something like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, gosh, we're removing four planets, so that'd be funny if like if the overall delta of the update is still like really really big.
It's plus two. Like that'd be wild.
Yeah. Okay, so let's just talk about this really quick. And this isn't obviously everything, but okay, we know we're getting the new location. We don't know how big it'll be. And then we're getting back what's that name, guys, now? The D1
Content Vault.
Cosmodrome.
Content Vault.
Yes, we're getting everything. We're getting Wrath of the Machine day one.
I was like, what are you going for here?
Are you going for? Oh my goodness.
What we're getting back in the Falsen, yes. So the Cosmodrome.
Okay.
I mean, Cosmic Dome's a fairly good size, but I would imagine unless Europa's like three times the size of the biggest planet we've gotten so far, or two times the size, it'll probably be a pretty even delta of how big this update will be. Now, the funny thing, too, is obviously there's going to be new code. There's going to be, you know, quality of life changes. So either way, there's going to have to be something that we download. I don't know if it'll be as little as like just a gig.
Oh, no.
Yeah, let's do over and under bets. I guess I'm guessing I'm estimating 10 gig. Any what are your bets, everyone?
I'm gonna go with 28.
Okay. Send Des any opinions?
I'm gonna say it.
Okay. Fair. Send. Oh yeah.
I don't know. What was the last one? I don't even remember what the last one was.
Well, I don't either, but some have been pretty large. Like, gosh, now I feel like maybe it's not as large as I'm thinking.
We might need to change this.
Yes, now I'm thinking.
Oh, my God. Wait, the required download would be 68 gigabytes? That can't be right, dude. There's no way.
Shadow King. Well, is that space or...
The minimum space required will be. Oh wait, no. Suppose the game to 96. I don't know how to read this. Like, this doesn't make sense.
Are you saying we have some approximate answers here? Some cheat.
I mean, I just went to Google and like this is like just a quick search. Like, and first thing that popped up is very confusing.
I think it was confusing last time, and I think it was something super ridiculous. I can see it being about a 50-60 gig again. Because it's going to have to update the entire code that's already on your Xbox or PS4.
Are you saying we're getting a new engine, Sin?
No. And I was going to correct you when you said that earlier, just for Gator, but I didn't.
Love you, Gator.
It's going to have to update what we already have. So it is going to be another large update regardless.
Well, maybe my idea failed in my mind. Now I'm thinking about it more, but I'll just go with 10 for now.
Yeah, this over under is going to fail miserably.
I'm going to change mine to 40. I'm going to feel comfortable at 40, 40 gigs.
First of all, Cyrus was 44.
Oh, well, that actually makes me reconsider life.
See, that's why I'm thinking it could be 10 because, yes, I feel like we're removing more than we're getting as far as content. But then, yes, we have to change the code, add in quality of life and things like that. So
yeah,
I could be told. Totally off, but that's why I'm guessing about 10 for getting everything.
I think you might be right at 10. I'm just gonna go with 40 over just because I want it to get bigger.
Yeah. Oh, but see, this is the thing too. I didn't even explain this well. Okay, it's not about how big the download is. I meant like the total size. Dang it.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Yeah. Okay. Because the download could be a bit just to get the new content, but the overall size is only 10 more, you know,
After removing everything. Yeah.
Sin, I fail. You're going to be leading all the questions next week.
fail city.
Yep. Well, we do need to start wrapping it up, but,
Let's ask the patented questions.
We are not wrapping it up yet. So Dragos, we like to ask people, and we're going to go with a couple this time. You're special. You don't just get one question. You get two. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So let's go with, what is a favorite dessert of yours?
Favorite dessert? Has to go with cheesecake.
All right. Any kind, just plain? Or
toppings.
I would say cherry, but plain is honestly great. But if I had a choice, have cherry.
Are we keeping a tally yet, Sin? That is a popular one.
I don't think we're actually keeping a tally. We do need somebody to keep a tally for us.
I know.
So we can make
someone. We can hire someone in the Discord. Yeah, when you keep a tally of this. All right. Well, let's then also ask you a drink that you like. Ooh. Anything from a style, a mix. Whatever. Just throw whatever out. It's on your mind.
Like Are we talking like a drink, or are we talking like a drink drink?
Either or. Whatever
drink drink. Whatever you want, though. You can name
you know
a
what?
Couple.
I do enjoy some Tullamore Dew as far as that goes, as far as drink goes.
So if what I'm is just, that exactly?
Tullamore Dew? Whiskey? Yes.
I've never heard of that one.
I admittedly don't know much about whiskey myself. What does
it sounds like? I can't like put my finger on where I've heard it, but
yeah, it's an Irish whiskey, so it's really good.
That's probably why I've heard of it. I like the more exotic, I guess.
Thanks.
Exotic.
I mean, sort of, really, but you know, I can't quite put it in words. But I get foreign. I don't want to sound like the dumb American, but. Yeah,
you know, I get what you're saying, Des.
I get what you're saying too.
We good. Get what you're throwing down.
Cool.
And of course, if I'm going with just drink or a drink, sorry, just a drink, it's Mountain Dew for the sake of the episode.
Yes. Now,
regular Mountain Dew or Baja Blast?
Baja Blast? Are you kidding me?
Hell yeah.
Baja Blast. I know there are so many different types, and I forget what we were talking about before the show or during, but I'm pretty sure Sin likes the throwback style that has the moonshine flavor built into it. No, Baja Blast, yeah, that's just, I mean, quintessential. I'm just sounding stupid, but growing up in California, I'd be like, yep, that's the good flavor. We don't drink the moonshine flavor in California. Oh man. Well, boy, it's been a pleasure having you on tonight, and we will continue this conversation in the Discord. If anyone has, we'd invite you to come on again in the future, Dragos. It's been an excellent time having you as a guest. Very easy to talk to. Been a blast.
Yeah, it's been really fun. Like, I admit, I was super nervous, but like it feels great just talking to you guys. You guys love Destiny. I love Destiny. Like, probably everybody listening loves Destiny, so just it perfect. So
wait, what's Destiny?
Oh
man, what were we talking about?
Oh my goodness!
I had to throw that in there. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It. I mean, if you guys ever want me on again, just let me know. Like, I'm down. This was fun. My first ever podcast. It's fun.
Oh, congrats. Yeah. We'll tell everyone, and we'll have this information in the show notes too, but like your stream information, your Twitter, anything you want to put out there, tell them, you know,
all the deets.
At Dragosnov, Twitter, twitch.tv/Dragosnov is where I stream. Stream every day except for Monday and Thursday.
Oh, that's excellent, sir.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good streaming. So, yes, follow him, subscribe. Yeah, we will definitely do that on our side. Cool. Des, where can people find you?
You can find me, as per usual, on Twitter at @DES_Raven. Or you can catch me on Discord. How about that?
Oh, nice. Love it. You can find me over on twitch.tv/SinMedia, Sin, S-E-Y-N, and over on Twitter at @Sin_Media.
Sitting on your back porch with the rocking chair.
Oh, my gosh.
Grab that moonshine and take a drink.
This is some strong stuff, Sin. What'd you get me into?
Right.
Yeah, you can find me as Kingsley Mac on all the places, and I stream occasionally on Twitch, mostly while I'm raiding with friends, except on Twitter, I am MC Kingsley. You can find our show, The Guardian Hub, at our lovely website, theguardianhub.com, and of course,
the best hub on the net.
Yes, I'm sorry I cut you off, Sin. The best hub on the net.
I wanted to slide it in, don't worry.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Okay. Maybe we can find a Twitter campaign, because in a weird way, SEO might work in our favor. You know, like like, what's the best hub someone types for other reasons? You
know? It might.
And then ours just shows up as the best hub on the net. Oh, man.
Do it.
Do it, yeah. Excellent. Well, again, as we close out tonight, thanks for coming on. And we ask everyone who is listening to this to please, please check out Dragos and recommend other people and to check them out. And everyone listening, we really appreciate it. Have a good week. Goodbye.
Y'all come back now, you hear?
So offended.
Oh my gosh. What a way to end it.
's brisket and, you know, things like that.
That snipe, so. I got a midair. That was awesome. Sorry.
Wait, are you playing right now?
Yeah.
Sin will do that. Feel free and do it. Yeah, I know, because Sin will probably do that. So, hey, it makes for interesting conversations sometimes. Like I said, this is chill. No, nothing to worry about.
Nice, Sue.
Oh, beloved.
Especially, you know, the best one, you know, Mida.
I don't even have that one yet.
Oh.
I don't have Mida.
I don't know if I do.
I think apparently I have Sweet Business, but I haven't put it in yet. Pause.